You're listening to Vatican Radio. An ecumenical delegation from Finland met with Pope Francis on Thursday, marking the feast day of their country's patron saint, the 12th century Saint Henrik. While around three quarters of the population in Finland belongs to the Lutheran Church, Catholics in the country make up a tiny minority of about 15,000 faithful, led by their first native bishop of Helsinki since the Reformation, Timo Sipo. The delegation visiting the Vatican this week includes Bishop Sipo, together with the Lutheran Bishop of Turku, Kaarlo Kalliala, and the Finnish Orthodox Metropolitan Elia of Oulu. In his words to the group, the Pope noted that Christians in Finland are celebrating the centenary of the Finnish Ecumenical Council, as well as marking the centenary of their nation as an independent state. May this anniversary, he said, encourage all the Christians of your country to profess faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, as did Saint Henrik so zealously, offering a witness of faith to the world today and putting that faith into practice through concrete acts of service, fraternity and sharing. To find out more about this traditional ecumenical encounter, I talked to Monsignor Matthias Turk, who deals with Catholic-Lutheran relations for the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity.
It is a special coincidence that the feast day of the patron saint of Finland, Saint Henrik, is actually on the 19th of January, which coincides with the week of prayer for Christian unity. So the very date of their visit is the confessor of faith who brought faith to that Nordic country so many hundred years ago, their patron saint, Saint Henrik, on which occasion they every year come to Rome with an ecumenical pilgrimage. This is now a tradition that is older than 30 years, and we are very glad to have arrived at such a level of communion, of ecumenical fellowship, which is very dear to us. I can add that there is always an ecumenical service together with representatives from our Pontifical Council for Christian Unity, but the most important event is a personal encounter with the Holy Father himself in private audience, a tradition that is, as I said, more than 30 years old now. And it clearly underlines the ecumenical communion that has grown between the Catholic Church and the Lutheran Church in Finland.
We think of the Reformation, we tend to think of Germany, where Luther was and where the movement began, and yet it's a very different situation, isn't it, in Scandinavia and perhaps in Finland particularly. Tell us a little bit about the context there and the progress that has been made in the dialogue.
Yes, in recent years, let's say in centuries ago, the Reformation Jubilee, as one said, had been a very German festival and arrangement. Nowadays, the General Secretary of the Lutheran World Federation, for example, Reverend Martin Junge, says that the Reformation has become international, an international citizen, and not the one of one particular country anymore. And the Reformation has become ecumenical as well, international and ecumenical. So we are here in a very international context, and we from Rome, from Roman Catholic Church on the international level, took many occasions in different countries to commemorate this important event, not only for the Protestant and Lutheran churches, but also for the Catholic Church, as a reform of a church, Catholic, that permanently needs to be renewed, as also the representatives of the Reformation had the intention to do so.
The theme for this year's Week of Prayer is focused on exactly that theme of reconciliation, the love of Christ compels us. What is the message, if you like, being given to Christians in all different countries who are marking this Week of Prayer?
We would say that it is very important to realize the communion that has been growing and has grown between us after 50 years now of official ecumenical dialogue between the ecumenical partners. So we would have a more, let me say, threefold approach to that date or to that Reformation year, first would be to be grateful and give thanks for the communion that has been grown and that we share nowadays between us as Christian brothers and sisters. Secondly, we would need to ask for forgiveness for all the wrongdoings and the guilt that has been accumulated and is to be found on both sides. And thirdly, we would need to renew our witness, our common witness for Christ to the world of today, which is in such a great need of authentic witness, Christian witness, and which is suffering in so many ways. So thanksgiving, repentance, and witness, joint witness, would be our threefold approach to the Reformation year, to the Reformation commemoration.
How important, how significant was Pope Francis's visit for the joint commemoration in Sweden of this Reformation anniversary? Is it possible to talk about the fruits of that visit?
Pope Francis rightly and happily agreed to the invitation of the Lutheran World Federation to jointly commemorate the event. And this also shows the communion that has grown among us, and this shows the direction into which we want to go together also in the future. We have those, as I said, 50 years of dialogue and dialogue results that show how much we have in common together. All those controversial themes from the past, like scripture and tradition, sacramental life, even ministry of the church, have come closer to a more mutual understanding and solutions, so that unity lies ever closer before us, in front of us. And this is the Holy Father's intention, Pope Francis' intention, which he wanted also to express in Lund in Sweden, which has been the place of foundation of the Lutheran World Federation in 1947, so a small jubilee also there for the Lutheran World Federation. His intention was to acknowledge what has been achieved and to look forward and to orient ourselves to the new questions and next steps of our ecumenical journey that lie before us.
My thanks to Monsignor Matthias Turk of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity.